Thank you.
You know what this poll showed? Since I nominated you with Emory, George Mann's lost 18%. Since I nominated him. Can you believe that? That was sad.
Yellow.
Congressman Carl Albert on 90.
President, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good. Hope you are.
Fine. They're on this last appropriation bill now, the supplemental. We haven't passed the Appalachia part. I don't know if we'll have any trouble. Now, we've got alternative situation. We've got one other bill in conference, and that's the veterans bill, which if they get that, we have to take it tomorrow. Otherwise, we have nothing to hold us here tonight. The speaker's here, and we were just talking, so we'll advise you. And Mike wants to adjourn tonight.
All right, go ahead and do it. I don't know what's in the veterans bill. Wait a minute, I'll ask George Smathers.
All right. Do I need it or don't I need it?
George says I don't need it.
Well, I don't.
I don't want you to quote me on that, but... I'd go on. Say, I told them to build you a laboratory and put it in our budget. I was working on a budget this afternoon. They say it's not justified, it's not worth it, and it's...
Well, they started over there in the agriculture department. I didn't start.
Well...
That makes it so tough.
Well, the budget's the one that did it.
But I mean, the agriculture department's the one that...
budget's one that told me it wasn't worth a damn.
Well,
I must come to you for guidance on a very vexing matter. Carl Albert urges establishment of the USDA Water Pollution Laboratory. The laboratory costs $600,000. Operating costs rise from $75,610. HEW has a water pollution lab at Ada, within 60 miles. One of the reasons for establishment of the regional laboratory is to study the effects of agriculture pollution. The existence of a separate lab at Durant would cause duplication personnel and a waste of funds. One of the chronic problems in agriculture research is existing in many small, isolated laboratories. Establishment of another one at Durant would result in further fragmentation of USDA's research effort. The department has a long-range plan for soil and water problems, a list of priorities revised annually. The Durant Laboratory has not ever been included on that list. In the context of priorities on agriculture, soil, and water problems, this needs well down the list of unfounded objectives. There's nothing unique about the geographic location which would aid the solution of the problem. There are better ways for USDA to carry out its limited role in water pollution. An evaluation of these considerations led the Bureau of the Budget and the Office of Science and Technology to conclude the Durant Laboratory would be hard to justify on merit. The Department of Agriculture is not enthusiastic about the project either. However you may feel, that Mr. Albert's views deserve very special consideration, and if you conclude that this factor tips the balance in favor of the laboratory, we could notify Mr. Albert the laboratory will be included in your 66 budget, depending on your wishes. I said, my wishes are to include it and put it in there, and it's coming in if I live and I'm here, and that's it. So,
you know,
I don't know anything about it. I just want you to know you don't have to kiss any asses. I never even heard from you. I just saw it affected you, and I wanted to do something for you. And so it's done. It'll be in the budget next year if I'm still here.
May I,
you just go on and do whatever you all want to up there, and it'll suit me all right.
Well, and I want you to talk to the speaker. Of course, we've got to go through all the formalities closing, you know. We'll have to call
you again. That'll be fine. I'm going out to Albert Thomas's. I'm going out to Albert Thomas's and...
out to his house?
Yeah, he's got some kind of an anniversary or something.
Well, that's fine.
42nd anniversary, I think.
All right.
But if you don't get me, it's all right. I'll be available. You know, they have to know how to get me. They drop the bomb, so...
We have to have the... last thing we do is to report to the president.
Yeah, and Oklahoma, they say that Oklahoma's going to go for gold water. That's going to be the goddamnest disgrace I ever saw. Mr. Rayburn said he wanted to resign when he lost Texas once for Adlai Stevenson. Said he didn't want to be a leader that couldn't carry his own state.
I want to resign. I'll tell you.
You better call old Boots Adams and Dean McGee and the rest of them, and you better tell them that they oughtn't to have a leader that can't carry his home state. That if they want to get gold water in here, that they ought to select Claude Pepper to be their leader. Tell them that Claude Pepper wants to be leader. You make Claude Pepper their leader if that's what they want. But if they want you, they better back you because you got to have some you got to have something to stand on.
That's right. Well, I'm going to take my counties out separately. I want you to see them compared to the rest of the state, too.
Well, this poll says that it's going Republican. That's the damnest thing I ever saw. I heard I was in, in B.C. I heard it is in good shape. I heard Oklahoma was 60-40, and I accepted your invitation. I went down there and spent a day and damn near killed myself. Just talked myself down. Wore out, and by God, I came back and I'd lost the state in one day.
Well, the crowds didn't sound like they were mad at you, did they?
That's what NBC says.
Well, I wrote Kentner or called him and asked him what he based it on. He didn't know, and so he had one punk reporter to say this, and they based it on the fact that Bud Wilkinson was running, and that it had gone Republican in the governor's race last year, and that I could carry it twice. Now, that's what they based it on. Now, that's very sound basing. I don't know.
It's not sound. Well,
that's what they based
it on. Let me talk to the speaker, and y'all go on home, and you've done a well job. And you tell that appropriation committee won't give me $800,000. I said they could stick that up their ass.
We were fighting here hard.
Say, Life magazine's endorsements, Life and Time. What do you think about that?
Isn't that amazing? That's unbelievable.
This is the editorial that's coming out tonight. Life believes that Lyndon Johnson should be elected president of the United States. If the polls are believed, 2/3 of the voters feel the same way. That's the way they end it, and it says he is a proven master of the art of the possible. He has a good chance of rallying us toward a great society as far as any president can. His brand of democratic politics, though learned in the divisive days of FDR, has matured to a quest for genuine national unity. His immense hunger for approval and votes makes one hesitate to wish him the kind of victory that might feed vanity, especially if it should give him a supine Congress. But he has shown an impressive capacity for growth in the presidency, and his hunger would probably be directed at the approval of the future historians by whom he would like to be voted a great president. That is the best ambition a master politician can have. We hope he makes it.
That's fine. Well, you know, the only criticism I've heard? You do too darn much. Expose yourself too much.
Well,
everybody up here that hollers says they're not hollering because you're not trying. They're hollering because you're trying.
Tell them I don't expose myself. When I ride in an area where there are buildings where men can be hit, these are ignoramuses. They don't know these damn kids and these clerks and Mike Mansfield. Now, they just don't know. When I ride in a place where there are buildings and where people can stand with guns and shoot at you, I ride in an armored car, and I'm the first president that's ever done it, and I haul that car with me. When I'm out with a bunch of high school kids or farmers or something, I stand on a platform or I shake hands with them. I'm in no more danger of getting killed shaking hands with people around the fence than I am standing up on that platform with you fella and speaking for 30 minutes. I'm a lot less danger because I'm moving all the time. And when I'm on a platform, I'm standing there for 30 minutes where anybody can take a peep at me. The Secret Service knows that. And I do what Secret Service said. They're not worried about my shaking hands with the crowds. That's the least danger. I'm moving, I'm working, and a man's going to kill you, don't walk up to you and look you in the eye and stick a knife in your heart. He gets off around the corner in a building and takes a whack at you. Kennedy shook hands with three groups in Dallas. But none of them bothered him. The guy bothered him was the guys hiding in the building. And these damn fools ought to learn that. They get up there in Mansfield, just ruined us yesterday by making a damn fool speech. And
that's too bad. I don't only mean that. I mean, I think you work too hard, some of them.
Well, I do, but what the hell are you going to do about it? I got George Smather sitting here. He wants $18 million for Florida. I got you there. You want $600,000 for Ada, Oklahoma.
No, Ada for Durant.
Ada from Decatur, county seat of Wyatt.
That's right. Here's the speaker, sir.
Tell that wife and that little boy of yours, I love them.
All right, I appreciate that. They will.
And I'm going to listen to Oklahoma election night.
Well,
if it comes in with the Republicans,
I'm going to be where I can get you with a wire.
I'm going to be where I'm going to be at the ranch, and I'm going to fly down from the White House after I make a broadcast, and I'll get home about midnight, and I'll be waiting for your call. And if Oklahoma goes Republicans, I'm just going to call up Mr. Rayburn up there in heaven and say, oh, Carl Albert, by God. And they ran out on him, and I'm going to go wake up old Robert E. Lee and say, move over, Robert E. Lee, I want to get in bed with you.
All right.
You tell those folks down there, you give them that quotation that I used on Robert E. Lee down at Texarkana with Father the other night. Damn, I got tears in his eyes. I got up and said I came home to the South, the people I loved. I thought I knew something about their problems. Yeah. And I wanted to give them the advice that Robert E. Lee gave the people after he returned from the war. And he said, tell your boys to forget their animosities and grow up to be Americans. So you just tell them, and Robert E. Lee, you just tell them, a great man, Robert E. Lee, when he came back to the South, he told a group with tears in his eyes, says, tell your boys to grow up to forget their animosities and grow up to be Americans instead of Southerners.
Well, God bless.
Goodbye.
Here's the speaker. Hello, Mr. President.
Yes, Mr. Speaker. How are you?
Oh. A little better.
Well, we're doing all right, and let's all be cheerful and happy. And
I think you're doing
that. I told him today to draw me up an executive order. I'm going to defy that bunch, and I'm going to point to commission anyway.
And
I'm going to get some money anyway, and I'm going to start them to work. And then you and Carl just got to pass it in the Senate. I'm going to go on and we get back here and I'll either call you back November 16th.
Can't you get public spirit that people serve without pay?
Oh, yeah, but I've got a lot of staff people, a lot of organization, a lot of travel, governors, and everything else. This is a difficult thing, but see, you see what they're doing to us? They won't let us do anything, and they put us on a bitch like Curtis up there this afternoon in Missouri, and he's demanding that we print and advertise that unemployment's up. They won't let you do anything about it. And it's just like the country dog that went to town. If you stand still, you get screwed to death. You run, they eat your ass out. Now, they raise hell about my not doing anything about unemployment, so I get a bill passed in the Senate that 13 Republicans vote for. And then they won't let me have it in the House. They won't even let me form a commission after Charlie told me he would.
Well, I think you've won a great technical victory, though, because...
But they can't, these boys in West Virginia can't eat that, you know.
I know, but...
They're hungry down there.
If you get this in there, why, then it...